Hello and welcome to Your Communities, Your Stories by me, Miss B. In this episode, I share the story of one mother's quest towards acceptance over her son's condition and how she's working to change perceptions in her community. On the request of the mother, the names in this episode have been changed to protect their identities. Kufi has never been able to string more than two words together until 2 weeks ago when he uttered his first full sentence. No big deal for most 12-year-olds, but Kufi is different. He's autistic. Autism is a developmental brain condition that affects people's ability to communicate and influences how those with the condition process the world around them. More specifically, people with autism may have some difficulties forming friendships, comprehending other people's perspectives, and displaying affection. But they also have amazing gifts and talents. According to the National Autistic Society in the UK, there are around 700,000 autistic adults and children. And according to a report by the Society called Missing Out, there is an estimated 11,000 children with autism from black and minority ethnic backgrounds in England and Wales. Despite this figure, African communities are less likely to seek early diagnosis and face more of an uphill struggle trying to seek support than their white peers. Social stigma attached to mental health issues within the black community, a lack of trust in the healthcare system, and cultural insensitivity within education can also cause parents to resist seeking treatment. This can manifest even when signs of the condition are evident. This was something that Kufi's parents know only too well and have had to grapple with for much of his life. Kufi was diagnosed when he was 2 years old, his mother, Akusia, said. I initially didn't understand what the condition was, and I assumed it could be cured with drugs. But when the doctor said there was no cure, I got really disturbed and cried so much. But the acceptance didn't come easy for Kufi's parents. His mother refused disability allowance for the first 6 years after the diagnosis because she didn't want Kufi to be labelled. As a result, it meant that her and her husband had to shoulder the cost and responsibility of caring for him. She's not alone. The stigma associated with having this condition has a tight grip on many within our community. Children with the condition are often branded as naughty, mad, or the product of witchcraft. Out of fear and ignorance, some will seek help through unscrupulous religious leaders instead of getting professional support. And it is usually the shame and lack of understanding about autism that results in parents hiding their children away from the rest of society. Akusia freely admits that she was initially ashamed of her son's condition. I used to send him to his room to play on his Nintendo when visitors came, because I just didn't want the judgment, she said. The situation would make me so bitter, tense, and lonely, and sometimes, on my way to work, I would just cry so fiercely that I couldn't see properly when driving. I'd end up stopping somewhere to cry before continuing to work. The turning point came when a friend invited her to visit a severe learning disabilities centre for children. I saw that my life was not that bad, and although Kufi was different, he had so much to give, she said. That's when I started to accept the situation. Now Akusia no longer hides him away. When visitors come, she encourages Kufi to greet them. They regularly go out on public transport, and Kufi enjoys going swimming and to the cinema with his council-funded carers. The pair even started going organic fruit picking. Akusia is also a parent governor at his school, and has used the opportunity to educate the institution on his condition and how it should be approached. Akusia is now taking part in a sensory intervention program, which aims to develop a treatment and nutritional regime for him. She's even established a self-help group for parents, where she shares her experiences and knowledge with them. Her ultimate goal is to bring the same awareness to her home city of Kumasi in Ghana, West Africa, and build on the expertise that already exists in Ghana's capital city, Accra. Because I've changed my outlook, people are surprised that I'm happy, even though I have a child with autism. Last Sunday, when I asked him his name, he said it. I thought, my Lord. He used to say single words like mummy and daddy, but never has he been able to formulate a whole sentence. It gave me hope that maybe by the time he's 15, he'll be able to say more to me. Thank you for listening. That was an extract from a piece published in 2013 called Mother Keeps Hope Alive for Autistic Son. To read the whole piece and to find out more about autism, please visit www.msbrights.co.uk and search autism. Thank you.